We want to introduce you now to Matt Mallion. He's a chaplain and a writer, and he spends nearly every Wednesday afternoon sitting in a room with kids wearing orange jumpsuits. They meet in the Skagit County Juvenile Detention Center. They read poems and song lyrics together, and then they write together. The program is called Underground Writing. Mallion started it in 2015. He was inspired by other programs around the country, like Inside Out Writers in Los Angeles. Now, 3.5 years after it started, Underground Writing has grown. They have a podcast and a new book and workshops in 5 Skagit County locations. The writers who volunteer their time lead workshops with teenagers at juvenile detention, a club for migrant students, and an overnight shelter. Sometimes the instructors only see a student once. Sometimes they work together for years. Either way, Mallion told KNKX producer Jeffrey Reddick that he tries to introduce students to authors who are relevant to their lives, like Jimmy Santiago Baca, an award-winning poet who learned to read in prison.
That's really important for those students to see that, oh, Jimmy Santiago Baca was in juvenile detention, and then he went on to prison as an adult, and that's where he discovered his love of reading and writing, and now he's a well-established author, and he often will go back into juvenile detention and teach, you know, kind of like we're doing here. I brought the first couple pages of Dante's Inferno into juvenile detention. It was great. The poet narrator is talking about, like, he's come to a place in his life, feels totally trapped and in a dark wood, and he's thinking about what's happened before and what's happening next, and he's really kind of tense about this. And all the kids were like, yeah, they're right there. That's where they are.
It can be kind of a scary thing to share something that you've written with even just one other person, let alone a larger group. How do you create a feeling of trust where they're able to share?
I think it has to be an embodied awareness that you're there to connect and that you're there to form a relationship with the student, even if it's only for one workshop. Our students are people who have encountered great pain or struggle or trauma. And people that have gone through that are often extremely sensitive, and they can see through a lot of masks or falsity. I think our program and our teaching writers really go to great lengths to show compassion and care. And I think the students can feel that right off.
How has this work revealed the community to you in a way that you wouldn't have seen without it?
I guess I'm always wondering what people's stories are in a different way than I used to, because our students, in part, we know their story. And I think it causes me to see people differently, to be less quick to judge. I've been told so many stories by our students, stuff that I just didn't actually want to hear. I mean, I did because I wanted to care for the person. But man, some of it's heavy. And then some of it's just crazy. Crazy in the sense of funny or lighthearted, or I can think of one student who wrote, and he's got a piece in the book, and he mentions the nickname that his mom used to call him, and it's a deedle bug, and I had never heard that. It's just so funny, and it's so authentic and specific and to that person. It's just those moments are great too. We have a lot of, we laugh a lot with the students, even students going through great pain and awaiting trial, and they're going to have some years coming down on them. And we get to have moments of laughter and real joy.
Could I ask you to read from the book?
The two most common prompts that we've used that appear in our book are the Dear America prompt. The first time I used that prompt was the day after the 2016 election. The other prompt we've used a lot comes from the interaction between Walt Whitman and Langston Hughes, where Walt Whitman wrote Leaves of Grass, and inside that are pieces that talk about, I am America, and this is America, and I see America, and this is what I see, and he lists everything. When Langston Hughes came along in the 1920s and read that poem and didn't see himself in the poem, then he responds with a poem called I Too. So we often will get students to write an I Too poem where they're responding to where are you not represented in either of these visions of America? What's your story? So this comes from one of those prompts. It's called, I Sing America in Hospital Beds. I too sing America in hospital beds, wires stuck to my skull with heavy glue, in an office checking yes to disability, clarifying, I have epilepsy, but they aren't listening after that. The I have, the yes. I too sing America. In my nightmares of fire and threats, the news eagerly shares. In school, working ahead because if the medicine fails, I can't take back the time. I too sing America. They hear epilepsy and pretend they can't hear me.
When people read the book, is there something that you hope they take away from that?
I'd love for it to be a unit of both instruction / inspiration, and that people, particularly if they're from outside here where there is nothing in their community like this, that it will inspire them to maybe do something like this, a storytelling night regularly or a writing program like this or whatever. In our own community, I hope that people read the book and read the writings in a way that in the best way possible causes their hearts to break. I really do. This idea of like when our hearts are broken, that's when space is created for other things to get in. If it's closed and whole and everything is fine, things can't get in our heart that way.